This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The White House has weighed in on a Supreme Court case filed against Texas by a small group of abortion businesses. The president is asking the high court to reject the Texas law that applies the same safety regulations to the care of women in abortion as in any ambulatory surgical center. From abortion advocacy to drastic funding cuts for Planned Parenthood to possible vetoes, there will be much for the president to explain come the State of the Union address January 12th. The Republican response will come from pro-life South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who is not only popular but articulate and may give fits to White House staffers trying to preemptively manage these issues, among many others now in the news. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. Right of conscience is under attack, particularly for pro-life Christians. In the face of the HHS pregnancy interdiction mandate, another Christian college is asking the Supreme Court for relief. And with cases like an ACLU lawsuit that is trying to force Catholic hospitals to violate conscience and perform tubal ligations as a backdrop, U.S. Catholic bishops are expressing grave concerns about conscience protection for those who oppose practices like abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.